Now, the sisters, Marty Maguire and Emily Robison, are two-thirds of the Dixie Chicks, one of the most popular American bands of the last 20 years. That's Wide Open Spaces, a huge hit for the Dixie Chicks, who sold 30 million albums in the US alone and won 13 Grammy Awards. Now, their comments back in 2003 about President Bush and the Iraq War resulted in death threats and the burning of their music. Well, the group's lead singer, Natalie Maines, is taking time off, freeing Marty and Emily to form a new band called the Courtyard Hounds. Good morning to you both. Thank you very much for coming in. Marty, let's start with you. Such a hugely successful career with the Dixie Chicks. Why go off with your sister and do this? Why do you feel the need?
We had a 4-year hiatus, and that seems like such a long time saying that. And Emily and I were just getting antsy, and I decided to build a studio. I knew music, I wasn't going back to a normal job anytime soon, and we didn't know when we were going to reform as the Dixie Chicks and go out and tour. So I made a studio, started recording some fiddle tunes, and Emily called me one day and said, "Hey, I'm going to send you a batch of songs." And when I heard the songs, I was just blown away. And I said, "Well, you want to start a band?" And, you know, it's so scary at first because we've been with Natalie for over 12 years.
And she was, well, she was very much the front woman, wasn't she? I mean, did that concern you, Emily?
Oh, sure. I mean, all the natural, I don't know, fears of will be compared and really just the want to play and get out there and just play again kind of overrode any sort of fear that we initially had, and because we are still together as the Dixie Chicks, we didn't feel like we were trying to outdo ourselves or do anything. It was just, you know, it was something fun to do, and just the ability to play again, I think, was more important than all the other stuff.
So you're the songwriter. The songs on this album are written by you and inspired by some of your personal experiences.
Well, Marty wrote some too, but I think initially when she was doing her fiddle album, how I kind of used my time was to songwrite. And so I was coming out of a divorce, and I just felt like I had a lot of time on my hands to be introspective, you know, late at night alone with my guitar. And so that's kind of what came of all that time.
Because people do say this, that they spend time alone late at night with a guitar, which isn't possible for those of us who don't play the guitar. But it sounds absolutely brilliant to be able to do that. But do you wake up the next morning and then go through what you did the night before? And does it still make sense to you? Is it still good in the cold light of day?
Oh, you're constantly editing yourself. You know, you'll be like, late at night, it'll seem brilliant. And then the next morning, it's like, oh, that's terrible. You know, but that's just part of the creative process.
Yeah. And did you have any qualms about letting your sister hear those quite personal songs about your divorce and about everything else?
In a way, but I knew she was the first person I'd go to play them, not only as my sister, but also just somebody I trusted her objective opinion. And that's one thing, as sisters, we can be brutally honest with each other.
Well, can you? I mean, is that right, Marty?
Yeah. Well, we always have in the Dixie Chicks. We're brutally honest. And I think that's why we've worked for so long. And we're so comfortable with each other sitting in a room and going, no, let's keep working on that. Or that's not such a great idea. Emily and Natalie are probably the only two people in the world that I would let judge me in that way. You know, that I would
open
myself
up. So you'll take it from them.
Yeah. Because we have a trust.
You are holding the violin, the fiddle, in your hand there. I know you are. You started off playing classical violin, didn't you?
Yes, my mother played classical violin, and I followed. This is actually a viola.
Oh, of course.
Very similar.
but you can use a viola to play the fiddle, to play effectively bluegrass music on a classical instrument.
Yeah. It's just one string lower. It has a lower string, and it doesn't have the high string.
So it differs ever so slightly then.
Yeah.
I mean, when did you morph from the classical violin into playing the kind of roots music that you're playing now?
When I was 12, I asked for fiddle lessons for my birthday. Grew up in Dallas, so heard a lot of fiddle music. And my dad took me an hour outside of town each week, which I think is amazing, and fought the traffic and took me to my lessons. And then I joined a young band of kids my age, and Emily joined the band 2 years later. And wanted to play the banjo for some reason.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the instrument you've got at the moment. Then
I have the cousin to the banjo, which is the dobro. Right. Very similar tuning, but you use a slide. It's like an acoustic steel guitar, basically.
And is that harder to play than a traditional banjo?
I think it's a little bit harder, just because you're not putting your fingers on the fretboard. You're using a bar. So I still feel like I'm a student of the dobro.
Yeah, well, I think we're about to hear that you're quite a good student at it, actually. But I want to hear a track from your album. Tell us what you're going to play for us.
Oh, we're going to play a song called Fear of Wasted Time, which we've gotten a lot of response from women, especially on...
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. You know, I think as we have children and grow older, I feel like I'm more... introspective and look at my life and think, gosh, I need to make use of my time. And I find a lot of my friends, women friends, have the same sentiment, I guess.
Well, the days just seem a bit longer as far as I go. is that not right?
Well, in a way, yes, but for some reason, once you have kids, it just speeds up. You know, it just goes so fast.
Yeah. Well, there'll be people shouting at the radio saying, no, it doesn't go fast. it depends, doesn't it, on what's happening. But I mean, the fact that the controversy that you did have when Natalie made those remarks about Iraq and you know, there was a lot of hatred directed towards you, wasn't there, in the States anyway?
Yes, it affected us professionally on a big level, and personally on a smaller level, I think, because we had each other and we knew we were right. Okay. We knew we had the right to say what we wanted to say. And
you never regretted it?
No, you know, I think if it had been something else that we didn't feel very strongly about, which was the war and it shouldn't have been happening, and that we were very disappointed in our leadership in our country, I think if it was something that we thought we misspoke or something, we would have felt terribly guilty and wanted to take it back, but we never felt like that. We thought it was very silly. But we did need some time off, you know.
And you've had
a year or two was really nice, because it did take a toll.
Well, let's hear the song we mentioned. This is Fear of Wasted Time. Here are the Courtyard Hounds.
Sit still. I was raised in Cain. Now I'm raising babies. Time might pass me by if I close my eyes. So I'm on the next plane leaving town. I'll be gone tonight, and you ask why I'm that way. It's just the fear of wasted time, the fear of wasted time. Wasted time.
The Courtyard Hounds, The Fear of Wasted Time. The album's out now, and that was Marty McGuire and Emily Robertson. Lovely to meet you. Thank you very much for coming in.